It has been described as one of the greatest comebacks in sporting history after more than a decade without winning a major title. And following a string of health and personal problems, Tiger Woods has won this year's US Golf Masters. Here is the moment he clinched victory after a thrilling final round.
Sends it into the cup and he clenches his fist and Woods is back as a major winner. Both arms aloft. Everyone standing, roaring around the 18th green to salute the great Tiger Woods, the earliest of Masters finishes, the longest of wait, the most extraordinary of journeys, an epic comeback, and now Tiger Woods is a Masters winner once again.
Yeah, the victory caps a remarkable resurgence for Tiger Woods. A car crash in 2009 eventually led to admissions of infidelity and the breakdown of his marriage, and for Woods actually taking a break from the sport that he had dominated for many, many years. He then faced a career-threatening back injury. He said he could barely walk before having back fusion surgery 2 years ago, and at one point he was ranked outside the world's top 1,000 golfers. Tiger Woods says his Masters triumph is right up there with his greatest achievements.
Just unreal. You know, just the whole tournament has meant so much to me over the years. Coming here in 95 for the first time and being able to play as an amateur, winning in 97, and then come full circle 22 years later. Oh, now I know why I'm balding. this stuff is hard.
Let's speak to the sports journalist Stephen Beacom. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, Benny.
When you hear all that, it really puts it into perspective. He's had quite a journey over the last few years, and this is remarkable. His last major win, 2005, and to give you an idea of how long ago that was, things like the iPhone weren't even invented back then.
It is extraordinary, Vinny, and although he's had his personal problems and he's been involved in a scandal, you know, you would have had to have had a heart of stone not to have enjoyed watching him hug his kids after winning the Masters on the 18th green last night at Augusta. It is incredible. You have to think that this guy it looked a few years ago as if he wouldn't even play golf again, let alone compete at the highest level. He didn't even play in the 2016 and 2017 Masters. He had four operations on his back. He could hardly lie down. He was not much pain. And there he was yesterday, romping through the fields like nobody's business. He was sensational. While others fell about him, Tiger got stronger as the tournament wore on, and he was fantastic. And do you know what? It's not just great for Tiger Woods. It's phenomenally good for golf, because Tiger Woods is without question the number one name in that sport, and I think that sport needs him to do well. And at 43 years of age, Tiger Woods is back. That's his 15th major, Vinny. He's now only three behind the great golden bear that is Jack Nicklaus. And you know what? He's going to look forward to trying to chase that record down.
He's a very divisive figure. There's many that I think a lot of it linked to his personal history that do not like him, regardless of his sporting ability.
That's true, you know, and whenever that scandal broke, it was a surprise, because up until that point, everyone thought Tiger Woods was all about the golf. But he had personal issues, and then he had all the injuries. So there's been a lot to overcome. But from a purely sporting perspective, this comeback is right up there with some of the greatest sporting comebacks of all time.
Yeah, the Telegraph said, for example, the greatest comeback since Muhammad Ali regained the world heavyweight boxing title when he was 32.
Yeah, well, that was a phenomenal comeback.
Quite a comparison.
It really was. Muhammad Ali's the most famous sportsman of all time. If you want my personal sporting comeback favourite, it would have to be Monica Seles, the tennis player. Back in 1991, she became the youngest ever world number one. She was dominating the scene. She'd won eight Grand Slam titles by the age of 20. And then in 1993, Seles was stabbed while she was on court by a crazy, obsessed spectator who was obsessed with Steffi Graf, who, of course, was Monica Seles' main rival at that time. It's 26 years ago this month that that stabbing incident happened, Vinny. Now, Seles, most people thought that was her finished, and she didn't play for 2 years, but she came back, and in 1996, she won another Grand Slam, the Australian Open. That was a lady who obviously had gone through so much trauma, and she was nearly killed on a tennis court, and she came back. So for me, that's my personal favourite, but total respect on a sporting perspective for what Tiger Woods achieved at Augusta last night. And as I said before, I don't think he's finished, and he's going to be at Royal Portrush
later
this year.
Good timing for that.
It certainly is. So you can imagine how many people are going to be following him on that golf course. I think it's just ratcheted the Open at Portrush up that little bit more, if it needed that.
Rory McIlroy was, of course, the favourite. It didn't go as well or as he had planned. He does seem a lot more relaxed and more focused.
Well, he seems relaxed because he's certainly a happy guy off the course. You know, he's happily married, and things seem to be going very well for him off the course. And Rory McIlroy, although he would love to win the Masters, he knows he's got more chances. Vinny, he's 29 years of age. Tiger Woods is 43. He's just won it. So I still
43 is still young, surely, is it not?
Oh, it is, but in golfing terms, people would see that as being in the autumn of your career. There's no doubt about that, because there's so many golfing stars who win majors now who are in their 20s. But Rory's only 29. I believe he will wear a green jacket one day and complete the Grand Slam. It wouldn't it be fantastic if Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods were going toe-to-toe in Portrush in the back nine of the Open in 2019. I think that's the dream ticket.
Will
for
you be
everyone
there?
Involved. Yeah, I hope to be there, Vinny.
We should go there. We should take the Nolan show to... See, Stephen's not great when it comes to sport. You know, he follows football teams like people do fashion. I should say, though, when it comes to sport and comebacks, I think mine would have to be Stephen conquering the Mourns back in 2016. That was particularly special for me. But anyway, Stephen, we'll have to leave it at that.